Okay, so let's unpack this. Our mission for this deep dive is to get into an infrastructural deadline that's coming up fast for a lot of big companies. It's being called the ELDOS swell.
Yeah, it sounds a little dramatic, but honestly, the name fits. We're looking at this really unprecedented 3-year window. Think roughly 2025 through 2027.
Okay.
And in that window, huge generations of really common networking hardware are all going to hit their last date of support, or LDOS.
You're talking about the big ones, right? The workhorses.
Exactly. Things like the Cisco Catalyst 3000 switches, the ISR 4000 routers, stuff that's everywhere. They form the backbone for so many enterprise networks.
So let's define that term LDS. It's not just that you can't buy them anymore, it's more serious.
Much more serious. LDS, last date of support, means Cisco just stops. No more technical support, no hardware repairs, and this is the critical part, no more security patches.
And that's the real cliff. I was reading the analysis from Coda Networks, and they point out that IT teams are always focused on the end of sale date.
They are, because that's when their procurement process stops.
But they miss the LDOS date, and that's when the vulnerability really begins.
It is. Imagine you're an IT director somewhere. You think you've got years left on your switches, but one morning you wake up and realize those critical devices are now just permanent open doors for attackers because they will never get another software update, ever.
That's a massive liability. And what about the support contracts, the financial safety net?
Gone. You simply cannot renew a standard Cisco SmartNet contract for that gear once it hits LDOS.
So the warranty, the support, it all just vanishes.
And that forces a sudden, massive need for capital expenditure, CapEx. And it's almost always unbudgeted because the team was watching the wrong date.
And I imagine if you're in, say, healthcare or finance, this is a compliance nightmare. IPT, PCI, DSS.
Oh, absolutely. Those standards pretty much mandate that your infrastructure has to be supported by the vendor. An LDS device is an instant red flag for any auditor.
So this is why people are talking about proactive lifecycle management. It's not just about swapping boxes. It's about seeing this financial and security wave coming maybe 18 months out.
Exactly. And the first step is always getting a handle on your data.
What's the biggest problem there? Just knowing what you have.
It's the data quality. Always. You look at your own records, your CMDB, and then you try to match it with Cisco's records. They never match.
Never.
I mean, rarely.
Yeah.
So the first step is just creating that single source of truth, figuring out how big the hole in the boat actually is.
Once you know the size of the problem, you have to get budget approval. How do you turn that technical risk into something an executive will sign off on?
That's the key pivot, from risk assessment to financial planning. You need a detailed forecast, a kind of refresh lookup table that shows exactly what needs replacing, when, and for how much. It's about giving them 12 to 24 months of predictive forecasting so you can smooth out that giant CapEx spike.
So what's a smart strategy look like if you just can't afford to replace everything all at once?
It has to be a hybrid approach, a tiered refresh.
Okay.
First, you audit your inventory meticulously, then you prioritize. Your core network, the stuff running your most critical applications, that has to be upgraded, no question.
But the less critical things.
For your edge devices, maybe switches in a closet at a small branch office, you can look at third-party maintenance or TPM. It buys you time. It lets you spread the spending out over a few budget cycles instead of taking one massive hit.
That tiered control seems to be the real value. You can't avoid the 2025 to 2027 deadline. But with this kind of planning, you're not just replacing assets. You're actually gaining, what, 12 to 24 months of control back over your budget and your risk?
You're turning a sudden crisis into a manageable process. That's the goal.
So here's a final thought for you to consider. How might understanding this LDSOL for your network hardware change how you look at lifecycle planning for all the critical assets in your organization, your software, your storage, even your cloud infrastructure? Because once you see one of these deadlines looming, you start looking for all the others.